This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalam ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wa hubba amalin yuqarribuna ila hubbik ya arhamar rahimin. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us his love. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the love of those actions that will gain his love. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the love of those people that he loves. Before I get started, if the brothers in the back a bit can just move forward. Our space is different now, so we have to use all of it, inshallah. So get as close as you can. That way there's tons of space for people to get room in, inshallah. Likewise for the sisters, inshallah ta'ala. Oh, but just right here for the camera, if y'all could. Jazakallah khair. Hayakallah. Barakallah fikum. Alhamdulillah. Tayyib. Tayyib, nabda, inshallah. Bismillah. We're continuing our journey through Suratul Hadid. Suratul Hadid is a beautiful surah in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us that we have to keep grinding for the sake of the deen. Like, we can't stop grinding, because once we stop grinding, that's when our zawal happens. That's when we start to decline in our actions and our devotion and everything. And so It's a surah that was revealed in Medina. And Medina typically was a time in which all the rulings came. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says that all the surahs that talked about the akhirah, all the surahs that talked about the hereafter, heaven, hell, the day of judgment, what it would be like, those surahs that motivate us and get us focused, many of those were revealed in Mecca. And the reason why those were revealed in Mecca is because that's the foundation for all action. Everything that we have to do, everything from prayer and abstaining from haram and doing what Allah wants, all of those things are based on a foundation of the belief of the akhirah, the belief in the hereafter. And that's why Umar is amazing. I was talking to a friend of mine today, and he was saying how Umar is so relatable for so many of us. Because Umar saw jahiliyyah, the days of ignorance. Umar knows what it was like to be out, you know, be out there, put it like that. And he made that transformation. And Umar radiallahu anh, he says about himself, he says, وَلَوْلَا قِيَامَ لَكَانَ غَيْرَ مَا تَرَونَ. If it wasn't for the day of judgment, I would look different. If it wasn't for the day of judgment, I would look different. What that means is everything you see of my character now is all based on one foundation. It's based on the foundation of this day of judgment, this day of resurrection, this day that I'm going to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the stronger the iman is on that, the more taghyir, the more change you see towards that righteousness. And so Suratul Hadid is a surah that was revealed in Medina. But it was revealed at a time when we started to chill. We started to chill a bit. We started to take things easier because the victories were coming and all of these things were happening. And so the believers started to chill a bit. And this surah comes right at the right time saying, no, the key to success is that we keep grinding. And so let's look at it, inshallah ta'ala. I'm just going to back up so that we can get the flow of the surah. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, subbaha lillah, everything in the heavens and the earth glorifies Allah. The question you should ask yourself is, am I synchronized with everything else in the heavens? Everything else glorifies Allah. Wa huwa al-azizul hakim. He is almighty. But he's not just almighty, he's all wise. Whenever we see Muslims going through anything, whenever you're going through anything, you have to remember, huwa al-azizu. He's almighty. But he's also hakim. And hakim means all wise, which means there's a time and place for everything. Lahu mulku samawati wal ard. To him is the dominion. The dominion of the heavens and earth. The one verse, subhanAllah, يُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. He gives power to whoever he wills. وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ. And we saw the power taken away this week. We saw victory given to the Shi'ab, the people of Syria, after how many decades? تُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. He gives it. He gives it. And we should see this as just one of many victories to come. Say Ameen. One of many victories. One of many victories. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. And that's not hard for God. لَهُ الْمُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ. He gives life. He gives death. وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Whenever we think of the one who gives life and death, you should always think of the life of the heart and the death of the heart too. How many people are living bodies but dead hearts? And the Quran comes to give life to the heart. Because إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ لَمُضْغَةٍ. In the body, there is a lump of flesh. If it's good, everything is good. The Prophet said, it's the heart. And so this revelation came down to give life to hearts. And it's not that physical life, it's that spiritual life. When you're aware of the akhirah, you know your purpose. يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. هُوَ الْأَوَّلِ. He is the first, Allah. وَهُوَ الْآخِرِ. He is the last. هُوَ الظَّاهِرِ. He is the most apparent everywhere you look. وَهُوَ الْبَاطِنِ. And He is hidden in everything. That's Allah. Everywhere you look, Allah. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. It is He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is aware, knowledgeable of everything. وَالَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ. He is the one that created the heavens and the earth in 6 days and established Himself on His throne. He knows everything that enters the earth and everything that comes out of the earth and that which is coming down from the heavens and that which ascends up. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ. And He's with you wherever you go. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you. That's the level we want to reach, where you realize Allah is with me. That's the level of the Prophet in the cave with Abu Bakr. That's the level of Musa at the Red Sea when he split it. And they said, Inna la mudrakun, we're caught. He goes, nah, chill. Inna ma'iya rabbi. You know what's interesting? I didn't say this before, but I just want to break this down real quick. When Moses was at the water and Pharaoh was about to catch them, everybody with him wasn't with him. So he said, Inna rabbi ma'iya. He said, my Lord is with me. Chill out, y'all. But when the Prophet was in the cave and he was with Abu Bakr, because Abu Bakr had that level, but he just needed to be reminded. So he said, Inna Allaha ma'ana. Moses said, me. Prophet said, us. Because Abu Bakr was at that level, but he just needed that reminder. We all need that reminder. We all need that reminder. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Again, Allah reminds us, He has the kingdom in His hand. So we never get deluded. We never forget. لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورِ. Everything will go back to God. تُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ. He causes the night to enter the day. وَتُولِجُ النَّهَارِ فِي اللَّيْلِ. He causes the day to enter into the night. وَهُوَ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. And he tells us, watch what you're thinking about. هُوَ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. He knows what's in your chest. The Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ صُورِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ. Allah doesn't look at your external form. It doesn't matter what your external form looks like. The Prophet ﷺ, in one hadith, he said, a man will come on the day of judgment that was in the dunya, massive, brolic, we used to say. Y'all know what brolic is? No? Anyways, whatever. Like, what do y'all say? Wait. Whoa, there you go. May Allah give it to you, inshallah. Sorry, I had to, man. That's my guy right there. The Prophet said a man will come swole on the day of judgment, but when he's placed on the scale, he won't be the weight of a mosquito because it's empty. But hold on. Here's the other side of it. Ibn Mas'ud was a dark complexion, very skinny man. But his iman was next level. One day he was climbing a tree. The Prophet was there. All the Sahaba are chilling. The Prophet's like, someone go up there, get the dates. Ibn Mas'ud's like, I'll go. Ibn Mas'ud went to the tree. He lifted up his izar to climb the tree. and he had skinny legs. So the Sahaba start roasting him, yo. See, Sahaba used to crack jokes, but they iman never left their heart. That's what they say. They used to crack jokes, but the iman was still there. So he lifted up his izar, and they saw his ankles. And they start, you know, you know what I mean? They start cracking on him. But the Prophet is such, he won't let you get roasted if he's there. That's Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yeah, I mean, he's okay because he's a bashar, he's a human. He's going to let people be people. But when he sees someone, he's gonna that's being picked on, or someone that's, he's gonna stand up for you. So I said this before. So he looks at everyone who's roasting Ibn Mas'ud. You know, he skipped leg day. Who knows what they were saying? Who knows what they were saying? But they were roasting him. And then the Prophet ﷺ says, yeah, those legs are skinny, but they'll be heavy as the mountain of Uhud on the Day of Judgment. It'll be heavy. So what are you focused on is the question. Huwa alimun bidhati sudur. What are you focused on? Are you so focused on the external that you forgot what truly makes you who you are? What truly makes you who you are is not the biological, it's the spiritual, it's the ruh, it's the soul. And you have to work on the soul and beautify the soul and focus on the soul so that it can become perfected. And so that when that ruh is taken out and it ascends through the heavens, the hadith says as it's ascending, the angels, they say, what's that fragrant smell? What is that smell passing through the heavens? And they say, Fulan, such and such, hate them. But yo, Abdullah, Muhammad, he passed away. And his soul is being taken to Allah. The angels are like, what's that beautiful smell? It's that ruh that was worked on, yo. How do you work on your ruh? Fast, yo. It's winter time, y'all. Fasting is like, what, like, feels like 8 hours, bro. You get off work, get off to 6:35, it's time to maghrib. Instead of complaining about how short the days are, see the beauty in the shortness of the days. You can stack fast in these days, yo. Easy. Easy. And what else is beautiful about the winter? The nights are long, yo. 5:30, still getting tajid. Still getting tajid, 5:30. My neighbor's walking their dog at 5:15. Winter is beautiful for the believer, man. It's beautiful for the believer. Because it allows us to, you know how you have bulking season? Bulk season? No, for real, that's when the believer bulks, man. Summers be tight, you know. But winter is where we bulk. See the beauty in the winter. Huwa alimun bidhati sudur. Work on your heart. Allah then said, he said, Aminu billah. Believe in Allah. This is Quran speaking. Aminu billah. It's already speaking to believers externally. But the reality is sometimes it's not there. So the Quran is saying, oh, you who believe, believe. Oh, you who believe, believe, bro. Wake up for Fajr, bro. You'll do your dhikr. Obey Allah. Lower your gaze. Aminu billah wa anfiqu. Now, here's the beautiful part. The Quran teaches us over and over again to spend in the path of God. Anfiqu. Like just Google, ask ChatGPT how many times anfiqu comes in the Quran. Dozens and dozens of times Allah says spend, 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 spend. And the reason is that Allah will take this love of dunya out of your heart. And the way you do that is by investing in the akhirah. Wherever you put an investment, you want to see that the dividends. And the more you invest in akhirah, you start looking forward to akhirah. So he says, "Anfiqu mimma ja'alakum mustakhlafina fi." Spend of the thing that Allah has given you temporary custodianship of. Such a beautiful way for God to tell us. Like, use what I gave you to, use what is yours for now, it's not yours. And I gave the example of my kids arguing in the back seat about what's theirs. I'm like, bro, I ain't nothing yours. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, spend out of this stuff that you're the khalifa of just for now. 40 years from now, you're not going to have that car, that house, or that wealth. It's going to be getting cut up. Like, man, uncle was nice, bro. He put me in the will. Unc took care of me. You grind it, grind it, grind it. Can't take it with you. Allah says, mustakhlafina. Spend it, spend it. And the way you motivate yourself to spend is remember that it's temporary. Mustakhlafina, you'll have it for a short time. فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ Allah says, those of us who believe, وَأَنْفَقُوا لَهُمْ أَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ We'll have an amazing reward. A great reward. I heard this and it's always stuck with me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never takes, He only gives. You got to remember that. Because doors will close, but if you don't realize that it's not a closing, it's an opening, you're setting yourself up for misery. Allah never takes, He only gives. Ibn Atta says, His taking is giving. His taking is giving. Man, there's so many examples. When you become a parent, this happens all the time. You're like, yo, give me that. Like, no, no. I'm like, bro, I was literally about to give you something better. But now you want to act funny? Okay, cool. Keep it. His giving, His taking is actually giving. But what we have to learn is to see the giving in the taking. That's it. That's it. That's the key. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَمَا لَكُمْ I love when Allah talks to us. The Quran is different. Coming from Christianity, the Quran is different. The Bible was mad third person. It's like, in the beginning there was, right? Like, the Quran, I'm not roasting it. I'm saying like, it's a different style. It hits different. It's like, oh, this guy went here, he went there, he did this. The Quran is different because Allah's speaking to you. Allah's speaking to you. Like, you're the addressee of the book. And Allah says right here, وَمَا لَكُمْ What's wrong with you? And you're kind of like, oh, me? like you're talking to me. Oh, وَمَا لَكُمْ Allah says, وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ What's wrong with you? Why don't you believe in Allah? And it's already speaking to believers, so it's like, why aren't you doing the actions of the believers? Because you're already believers. وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ يَدْعُوكُمْ While the Prophet is calling you. Like, you have someone actually, like, working on you. Like, yo, do this, do that, do this. وَالرَّسُولِ يَدْعُوكُمْ الرَّسُولِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ The Rasul, he's so beautiful. The Rasul صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ is so beautiful. His بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ Gentle with the believers. Gentle with the believers. You have to develop a personal relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You got to get to a point with Rasul where he's not the prophet, he's my prophet. I'm serious. That's where you got, for many of us, it's like, yeah, the prophet went here. For where it should be, it's like, yeah, my prophet, he did this. In the fifth year of his life, he did this. My prophet. Because he knows you by name. He knows you by name. How come you don't have that personal relationship with him? وَالرَّسُولُ يَدْعُوكُمْ لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ And you've already pledged. You've already given your word. You said, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ مُحَمَّدُ رَسُولُ اللَّهُ Then Allah says, إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ If you're actually a believer. إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ A bit of reverse psychology for us because we're all like, yeah, I'm a believer. Yeah, I'm a believer. Okay, then we have to act that way. هُوَ الَّذِي يُنَزِّلُ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ It is He, Allah, who sent down on His servant. This is the beauty of our deen, that Muhammad ﷺ taught us the highest level of a servant of God is a slave of God. That's it. The Quran calls Muhammad abd. Abd. What's abd? Slave of Allah. Slave of Allah. Which teaches us the lower you get, the lower you humble yourself, the higher you are. The more you humble yourself, the higher you are. Some kids, he's looking for his mama, yo. All right. Okay, it's all good. Please, brothers, just move forward a little bit just so that everyone has space on the carpet a little bit. Jazakumullah khair. Jazakumullah khair. Barakallahu feekum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He is the one that sent down upon His servant clear verses. Clear, beautiful Quran for you to reflect on. Why were these verses sent? لِيُخْرِجَكُم مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ To take you out of darkness to light. Here's an example. Umar ibn Khattab. Umar, he's in the midst of darkness. He's on his way to kill the Prophet ﷺ. It doesn't get darker than that. He's literally trying to put out the light of guidance. And on his way, he hears verses of the Quran. Taha. And it breaks him. لِيُخْرِجَكُم مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Connect to the book of Allah. That's what we're doing tonight. Why does he send these verses? To bring you out of darkness. The darkness of not knowing purpose. The darkness of not knowing, the darkness of having all your life together, but not knowing what you're for. You don't know what that's like, y'all. The darkness of having all your stuff together. You got the house, you got the family, you got the car, you got everything that society says you're supposed to be happy with, and you don't know what's happening. That's darkness. The darkness of not knowing purpose. What am I even here for? And that's what the Quran gives us. That's what La ilaha illallah gives us. That knowledge of what we're here for. لِيُخْرِجَكُم مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُمْ لَرَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah says again, وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُنْفِقُونَ. Why aren't you spending in the path of God? Again, spending is a proof that you truly believe. Because it's about sending it forward. Why don't you spend in the path of God? When to Allah belongs the treasures of the heavens and the earth. لَا يَسْتَوِي مِنْكُمْ مَنْ أَنْفَقَ مِنْ قَبَلِ الْفَتْحِ وَقَاتَلِ. Allah says, guess what? There's different times when the need of the deen is going to ask you to spend. And those of us who are able to invest before the victory, that's the real spending. لَا يَسْتَوِي مَنْ أَنْفَقَ مِنْ قَبْلِ الْفَتْحِ وَقَاتَلِ. Those who spend before all of the victories, they're at another level. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ أَعْذَمُ دَرَجَةً مِنَ الَّذِينَ أَنْفَقُوا مِنْ بَعْدُ. They have a higher level, but both of them will get good. In today's verses, Bismillah. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks a question. Listen, hold on, before I go forward. Y'all ever seen those Baptist preachers when they preach? And they ask the crowd a question? And the crowd, like, all right, let's try this a different route. We're going to try a different route here. The Quran is meant to be transactional with you. Many of us listen to Quran as if it's a storybook being read to us. It's a conversation. I'll give you an example. The Prophet, one day, he recited Surah Al-Rahman. Surah Al-Rahman, the surah of the most merciful, the most compassionate. All of us know there's a verse in that repeats. What's the verse? فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. What's the meaning of that verse? Which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? So the Prophet was reciting this surah to the Sahaba for the first time. And when he recited it the first time, the Sahaba were sitting like y'all be sitting. Right? So the Prophet looked at everyone and he said, مَا لِي أَرَاكُمْ سُكُوتًا. Why are y'all so quiet? Why this hadith? Mali arakum sukutan. Why are you so quiet? He says, "Laljan kanu yani ajab jawaban minkum aw kama qal." He said the jinn were better in how they responded. The Sahaba were like, "What do you mean?" The Prophet ﷺ said, "Whenever I recite it, fabi'ayyi ala'i rabbikuma tukadhiban, which of the favors of your Lord will you deny?" The jinn would say, "None of them, ya Allah." What I'm saying is for many of us, we just read the Quran. No, Allah's speaking to you. He's asking you a question. The question behooves a response. And that's called dialogue. And that's what it means to read the Quran and be in conversation with God. So why am I saying that? Because the next verse is a question. And you have to, at least in your heart, answer it. You don't got to be loud here. Y'all shy, I get it. But the Sahaba answered it. Look at the next verse. مَنْ دَلَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ وَلَهُ أَجْرٌ كَرِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, who is the one that will loan Allah a good loan so that Allah can multiply it for them and for them to have a gracious reward? Nobody, y'all quiet. Question ain't hit. I'm going to try it again, yo. Who is the one that will give Allah a good loan so that he can multiply it for them and for them to have a gracious reward? Me. Can I tell you something? Abu Dahdah. I'm about to tell y'all something that you can't act upon. But if I don't teach it to you, then we don't keep striving for that level. So what I'm about to say, can we disclaimer? Can someone sign the disclaimer? I will not do this tonight. All right, cool. Abu Dahdah heard this verse. Abu Dahdah heard this verse. He's a Sahabi. He's a companion of the Prophet. His iman is through the roof. He heard this verse. He said, Ana Ya Rasulullah. He said, Ya Rasulullah. He said, Ya Rasulullah, can you... Does Allah want a loan from me? Now, first of all, the usage of the word loan is crazy. Because it all belongs to Allah. It all belongs to He gave it to you. So if He said, give it to me, He has the haq. But He doesn't even say, give it. He says, can you let me borrow that for a little bit? I'm going to give you something better. But for many of us, akhirah, hereafter, isn't real enough for that. And that's why akhirah has to get real. And how do you make it real? Start sending stuff there. That's why I told you. I'm going to repeat it because it's powerful. There was a brother who when Abdurrahman, Mufti Abdurrahman's brother passed away in a car accident. There was a brother who had converted. He was from the streets. They were at the janazah. And the brother was standing at the qabr. And he looked at Mufti Abdurrahman and he said, Jannah just got personal. Yeah, Jannah just got personal. Like, I got something I'm waiting for there. A mother or a father who loses a child, man, they just in the dunya temporary. They're like, man, I'm trying to get to my kid, yo. People that lose people, the dunya, they just like, yo, I just got to get through here, yo. I'm just on the clock. I'm trying to get home. How do you build faith? Start sending stuff there. Your time, your wealth, your energy, whatever you have, you put it towards akhirah. You put it towards akhirah. Now, Abu Dahdah, I told you, don't do this. He said, Ya Rasulullah, does Allah want a loan from me? The Prophet said, yes. Yes, Ya Abu Dahdah, yes. Qala, arini yadak, Ya Rasulullah. He said, Ya Rasulullah, give me your hand. Give me your hand. And I always wonder why he asked him to give him the hand. You'll see. He said, give me your hand, Ya Rasulullah. قَالَ فَنَاوَلَهُ يَدَهُ The Prophet gave him his hand. فَقَالَ إِنِّي قَدْ أَقْرَضْتُ رَبِّي حَائِطِي He held the Prophet's hand and he said, I have given a loan to God of my garden. Abu Dahdah had a garden in Medina of 600 date trees. Do y'all have any idea how massive that is? How? I can't explain it. I don't even know how to explain it. Then what he does next, he gets up. He heard the verse one time. مَنْ ذَلَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا And he stood up, he said, does Allah want a loan from me? Everything I have is His. Of course I'll give it to Him. And it's about giving what you love the most. But let me keep going. It wasn't he didn't like the garden. He loved the garden. But that's what a qard hasan is. Imam Razi says one of the conditions for a qard hasan, because the word hasan means good, is that you give what you love the most. That's when Jannah starts to get real. When you start giving what you love the most. What you love the most. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ So what does he do? This is the part you can't do, y'all. Y'all might even have some objections, but he's Abu Dahdah. He says, he goes back to the garden. This garden of 600 date palm trees. Just for you to get an idea, the next time you go to Medina, say soon inshallah. Next to Masjid Quba, there's a date farm. There's a palm farm. There's a date palm. It's probably about 200 trees. But you walk in, you feel like you're in a different country. Temperature drops like 20 degrees because of the shade. The springs, water. It's like Jannah in the desert. 600 trees, he gives it. He walks back to his garden. He stands at the door of the garden. And he yells, Ya Ummi Dahdah. Who's Ummi Dahdah? Wifey. Oh, yeah. He was married and had kids. And he just sold the house. He just gave the deed to the masjid. They needed a sadaqah. Crazy. Not crazy. Real belief in akhirah. He says, Ya Ummi Dahda. She's there and the kids are there. Ya Ummi Dahda. She said, Labbaik. You know she's real. She said, Labbaik. What do you need? Mind you, he didn't walk in. You know why? Because it ain't his no more. Because it ain't his no more. He didn't walk in. He stood at the gate. Ya Ummi Dahda. She said, Labbaik. You know she was real. فَقَالَ أُخْرُجِي. He says, you got to come out. I gave this as a loan to my Lord. She yells from inside, Rabbi Habayuk. Good business deal. Good business deal. I'm on my way out. Man. Yeah, say inshallah. Inshallah. But when you have a leader like that, a sister will be like, Bismillah. Uh-huh, your brother's quiet now. When the man is Abu Dahda, then it's like, all right, you got things together. Cool. Lead me in dunya and akhirah. Yeah, I ain't even ready for this conversation. She says, Labbaik. She says, Rabbi Habayuk. Beautiful transaction. He moves his stuff. He moves his children out. And the Prophet then looked at the Sahaba and he said to them, how many trees with fruit will this man have in Jannah? It was real for them. It was real for them. It was real for them. Allah asked the question, Man dhalladhi yuqridu Allah qardan hasana? Who is the one that will give Allah a loan? And I told you, it's not about money. It's not about money. It's about whatever you have to give. Some of you have skills. Some of you have influence. Some of you have strength. Some of you, whatever you have that you can give to the sake of the deen, for the sake of Allah. Time. Imam Razi says, in order for a loan to be a good loan, here's some conditions. Y'all ready? Conditions. Number one. The money has to be halal. There's 10 of them. Number two, it should be the best of what you own. Best of what you own. You know when the masjid is doing the raising for the, you know, like clothes, and people get the like worst stuff out of the closet? Astaghfirullah, y'all. I've seen people that would go and shop for the clothes donation. Tag still on. Let me give this to the masjid. Let me buy it and give this to the masjid. So it should be the best. Number three, you should give sadaqah wa anta tuhibbuhu wa tahtaj ilay. You give sadaqah of something you love and that you need too. Oh, don't worry, it's going to get harder and harder, y'all. It's not going to get easy. It's going to get harder. But, I mean, this is what we're doing for Allah. This is for Allah. You give that which you love and that which you need. Imam Razi says, number four, أن تصرف صدقك إلى أحوج الأولى بأخذها. You give it to someone that really deserves it, really needs it. Number five, you hide it as much as you can, yo. Hide your sadaqah. Hide your sadaqah. Why is tahajjud so powerful? Because it's hidden. Because it's hidden. Any worship or anything done hidden is way more powerful because there's no other motive, yo. When you wake up in the middle of the night so much so your parents or your brother or siblings don't even know, you pray tahajjud, you make wudu, you get back in bed like you didn't do anything, yo, you a G. Yo, no, that's next level awliya stuff. That's next level awliya. Now, a little lower under that is you get up, you do the tahajjud, you just stay awake. They wake up, they're like, oh, you look fresh. You're like, yeah, I've been up for a minute here. You still, mashallah. Like, but you're a little lower, bruh. If you just got to be real with yourself. You got to be real. And when you want something truly for Allah or for someone, you hide it. You hide it. And that's why tahajjud is so powerful. And that's where we have to start being real with ourselves. That's it. When you stayed up and just wanted to let everyone know in the house you was awake, just be real with yourself so that you know, that's something I still need to work on. I still need to work on that. Alhamdulillah, I got up. But you know what? I could work on that a little bit. I feel that little bit. It felt good that they knew that. All right, I'm going to work on that. Be real with the self. Be real with the self. Number six, don't remind the favors that you give. Don't remind. You give it, forget about it. You give it. The believer is the one, hear me out on this. Never forget. Make it hard to forget the evil you do, but forget the good you do. I don't know if y'all can handle that though. What I mean by that is the good you do should be so much and so thing. You just like, oh yeah, I did that. Oh yeah, like, you want to be surprised on the day of judgment from good. But the bad, yo, you shouldn't let that slip pass. Like, nah, today I messed up. I'm not going to forget that. I messed up today. Astaghfirullah, let me do tawbah. But the good, oh, what? I opened the door for someone? Oh, what? I gave you $2? I gave you $3? Oh, forgot it, bro. He says, don't remind of the favors. Number seven, and the order is just the order. He says, only intention is Allah. Number eight, whatever you give, you deem it little. So do you think Abu Dahda thought he gave a lot? Yeah, exactly. Abu Dahda, who just gave 600, here we are, 1,400 years later. The man made a decision in a moment. And here we are 1,400 years later talking about him. What type of ikhlas did he have? Do you think he felt like he gave a lot? He probably thought, like, I wish I had more to give. Man, I don't 600? Because it's for Allah. And that's what sacrifice is all about. The one sacrificing doesn't realize it's a sacrifice. Everyone else is like, man, how'd you do that? To the person that does it, they're just like, yeah, it just made sense to me. I was just doing what I needed to do. So you don't deem it as a lot. Number nine, it's kind of repetitive. It should be of that which you love the most. And number 10, that you don't see yourself as, you don't see any honor to yourself over the one that you're giving to. In fact, you should see them as the one blessing you. It's because of you that I have the opportunity to gain this Jannah. I thank you so much for being here for me to help. Because low-key, I'm not helping you, you're helping me. Can you imagine what our society would be like if that's the mentality of sadaqah and charity? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, مَنْ دَلَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. Who is the one? Answer Allah when he asks you a question, y'all. مَنْ دَلَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. Who's the one that will give Allah a loan, a good loan? I will, ya Allah. Whatever I can, ya Allah. فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ. So that Allah can multiply it. So Allah can multiply it. The multiplication of the thing is based on your sincerity. The multiplication of the sadaqah is based on your level of charity, of sincerity. How much it was purely for Allah. وَلَهُ أَجْرٌ كَرِيمٌ. And this person will have a great reward. And now the tone switches. The Quran is so beautiful because before you know it, the tone just switches. Allah brings us to something different. And right now, this surah gets really heavy, y'all. The surah gets very heavy. Look what Allah says. Let us bask in the beauty of the Quran. Allah says next, يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, on that day, what day? Day of judgment. Instantaneously, Allah says, I want you to think about the day of judgment. I want you to focus on the day of judgment. Block everything out. It's the day of judgment. You are standing there. You are about to be judged. You are there. Your whole life is behind you. All of the creation is there. Allah says, I need you to be there. So go there in your mind. Be there. يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The day that you will see الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. You will see, Allah speaking to me and you, you will see on that day, believing men and believing women, يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ, light running in front of them. Now this is powerful, because the Prophet taught us what it means. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he taught us that on the day of judgment, after we're resurrected, there'll be complete darkness. There'll be complete darkness. And in that moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will start to give out people their light. Yes, your light. Meaning the light you earned back in the dunya. The hadith is so powerful that Ibn Mas'ud, he said, يُؤْتُونَ نُورَهُمْ عَلَىٰ قَدْرِ أَعْمَالِهِمْ. Everybody will be given light according to their actions. See, the day of judgment is about making the hidden manifest. The iman was hidden. That iman was a light. That light is what I walk by my life with. That iman is what helps me walk through the darkness of this dunya. But on the day of judgment, the darkness will become real and the light will become real too. Are y'all with me? So it will be complete darkness. And Ibn Mas'ud, he says, everyone will be given out their light, their light. The narration, he says, subhanAllah, he says, some people will be given a light the size of a mountain. Allah make us amongst them. Some people will be given a light the size of a nakhla, a date palm tree. Some people will have light the size of a human being. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, and someone from this ummah will have light the size of their thumb. The size of their thumb. And even that, it will flicker. They can't see where they're going. It's because they didn't live with that iman. So now in the akhirah, they're not given that light. يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ. The hadith of the Prophet, he said, إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. There are believers, مَنْ يُذِيءُ نُورُهُ. Their light will be so bright, he said, it's as if it's from Medina to Yemen. Medina to Yemen, that's the light. But what you, see, yo, okay, hold on. What we don't realize is in this room right now, there are some friends of Allah. We can't see the light, but they're here. The Prophet said anytime 40, there's a narration that anytime 40 believers gather together, one of them is a wali Allah. Now, I don't know the number here, but whatever number it is, we probably got 5 in here. 5 low-key hidden heads. Low-key, they sitting in the back like, mm-hmm. Legs crossed, like, yeah. Tahajjud tonight, no doubt. No doubt, alhamdulillah. And it's not about action, it's about the iman. It's about the faith. Doesn't matter where your actions are, y'all. It's the light is about iman, faith, how strong that iman is. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, everyone's light will be given, will be handed out. Innakum maktubuna inda Allah. You are written in the with your names are written. All that you do, your features, your clothes, your gatherings, everything is written. And on the day of judgment, they'll call. They'll say, Ya fulan, hadha nuruk. Ya fulan, here's your light. My light, yeah, that's your light from the dunya. That's what you brought right there. That was your light. That's my light right there. Yeah, that's your light. The question is, how bright will yours be? How bright will your light be? That's the question. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one day he went to the graveyard. This was just a few days before he passed away. He went to the graveyard. And he was with some of the Sahaba. And he said salam to the people at the graveyard. And then he looked at the Sahaba. He said, I wish I could meet my brothers. I wish I could meet my brothers, my sisters. I wish I could meet them. This was only a few days before he passed away, y'all. The Sahaba are with him. They're like, Ya Rasulullah, we're here. He said, no, you're my companions. My brothers are those who I've never seen. They've never seen me, but they will wish they could sacrifice anything to see me. They'll believe in me and they never saw me before. Those are my brothers and sisters. The Sahaba, they said, Ya Rasulullah, how will you recognize people you never saw on the Day of Judgment? The Prophet ﷺ said, man, he said, can you recognize your camel amongst a bunch of other camels? They said, yeah, for sure. It's a bunch of cars outside. You know your car. He said, my ummah will come ghurrun muhajjalina, faces bright with light, and all of the places that they washed in wudu, shining. 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 Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. This light is real. How do you get more light? There's seven actions or seven things that gain light. We all want light. We all want nur. Number one. Walking to the masjid in the times of darkness. Maghrib, Isha, Fajr. When you're walking to the masjid and it's dark out, you're building light, bro. That's light. SubhanAllah. I mean, you surrounded yourself in darkness for the sake of Allah, seeking out light in the masjid. Seeking out light. Allah is like, I got your light for you. Don't worry. Just when you need it the most, though. Number two. Complete wudu. Some of us do that sloppy wudu, yo. You know what I mean? Yo, wudu is part of prayer, yo. Stop seeing wudu as like, oh, I got to do this real quick. Yo, wudu is cleaning your sins before you even start praying. So the same way you think of salah, like alhamdulillah, we take salah seriously. We're like, yo, I got to pray. But wudu, we're like, yo, I got to do wudu. Right? La, wudu is a part of the salah, y'all. Wudu is a part of the salah. And that's why I wanted to share this hadith. The Prophet ﷺ said, from the wudu that they do, wherever they did the wudu, all of that will be shining. All of that will be shining. Speaking about wudu, Abu Huraira. Abu Huraira, yo, Abu Huraira is amazing. Because he came only in the last 3 years. But when he came, he dedicated himself to studying. Some people think, oh, I wasn't raised memorizing Quran like these dudes. I didn't learn it when I was a kid. No excuses, man. Abu Huraira came in the 7th year of Hijrah. That means the Prophet would only be alive for 3 more years. He narrates the most hadith. But later they would say, like, yo, Abu Huraira, how you gonna narrate the most hadith and you were with him the shortest? He was like, my brothers had businesses and families. I only had the Prophet. They had businesses. They had farms. Umar, think about there's a hadith of Umar where he had a farm and him and his neighbor used to take turns coming to the masjid. No? Abu Huraira's like, nah, I didn't have nothing. I stayed at the Prophet's masjid the whole time. Abu Huraira, one day he was doing wudu. And when he did the wudu, he did the wudu up to like right here. He did the wudu up to here. And one of his students was like, yeah, Sheikh. Yeah, bid'ah. You know? That's how y'all be, man. Internet. Man, y'all be tripping online, bro. Youngins, man. Think everything's bid'ah. They said, Sheikh, what are you doing? What are you doing? How are you going to do wudu up to there? Abu Huraira goes, you saw me? They're like, yeah, we saw you. He's like, all right. Since you saw me, I'll tell you. If you didn't see me, I wouldn't have told you this. The Prophet ﷺ said that a believer, their bangles, you know what bangles are, their bangles of gold and silver will be as high as they did wudu. I'm just trying to get more drip. Don't tell nobody though. Allahu Akbar. Wudu is real. Wudu is a way of getting light. But just take it serious though. Bismillah. Take your time. You know what I mean? And make sure you know how to do wudu. Maybe someone never really learned. You just like watched people. You know what I mean? learn how to do wudu properly and do it. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, you finish a complete wudu, you walk away with no sins. See, that's what I'm saying. We treat the salah like the wudu is just, I just got to do it real quick. No, that's part of the prayer. They say if you want khushu in salah, do a good wudu. It's like if you want a good workout, you got to stretch, right? You got to like warm up, I think. That's what they say. No? No stretching? Just go straight in? All right, whatever. There's different madhabs, yo. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, number three, he said the people that come early for Jummah will have light on the day of judgment. They come early. You know, some of us pull up last minute. Imams, atayatu lillah wa tada, you sitting down. Astaghfirullah. Come early, sit, wait. MashaAllah, here at Qalam, they got the Suratul Kahf going on. Y'all be thinking it's bidah. It ain't bidah. Chill out. Number four, Suratul Kahf. Now, I know some of y'all, you look at Suratul Kahf. Suratul Kahf, the Prophet ﷺ said, it'll give you light, it'll give you nur. Now, some of y'all are hyped, you're going to go open Suratul Kahf. You're like, oh, that's a long one. But let me tell you something. Start reading it. Start. Before you know it, it will be so easy for you. But you got to start. What did they say? They said, you don't got to be great to start, but you got to start to be great. You got to just start the Quran. You got to start reading Suratul Kahf. And before you know it, it may take a year, it may take two, but before you know it, you're going to have Suratul Kahf down. Yes, it's a long surah, I know. And there's other narrations that say the 10 verses of Suratul Kahf. Number five, oh, my favorite. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, Man shaba shayba fil Islam, whoever grows gray hair in Islam, meaning you put in work and you grow old in deen, hatta white hair start to come. Whoever grows old in the deen, all of the gray will be nur on the day of judgment. And that's just about being consistent, being on the deen, staying consistent, and putting in time. May Allah give us that light. May Allah give us that light. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever he would leave the house and go to the masjid, he would read this dua. You guys ready? This is a beautiful dua. Read it in English. I think a lot of us are so caught on duas. It's like, you're like, Allahumma aj'alni, right? Like, chill out. Just read it in English, Habibi. Just read it in English. We're like, oh, I got to read perfect tajweed, makharij. La, al-ma'na, the meaning is in English. If you read it with English, I even think the meaning hits you more. That's why back in the day, I used to tell people, don't say inshallah, say God willing. Yeah, it sounds different. Like you coming around, God willing. You all right, bro? You okay? I remember when I first converted. And I said, like, God willing to my mom, she was tripping. She's like, are you okay? Like, Michael, we love you. We love you, Michael. Don't do anything dumb. We love you. No, a lot of these du'as we should say in English. This du'a is beautiful. This is a du'a I took from Imam Nawawi's Kitabul Adhkar. And it says, whenever the Prophet would leave, you're going to have to write it down. Because if you don't write it, not right now, anytime, but if you don't write it down, you won't have the habit. And so I'll read it to you, and then maybe if someone after wants to get it or like just work together. Whenever the Prophet would set out to go to the masjid, he would read this dua. I'll read the Arabic and then I'll translate it. Allahumma ja'al fi qalbi nura. Oh Allah, put nur in my heart. Wa ja'al fi lisani nura. Oh Allah, put nur in my tongue. Allahumma ja'al fi sam'i nura. Put nur in my listening. Allahu Akbar. Wa ja'al fi basari nura. Oh Allah, put light in my sight. Allahumma ja'al min khalfi nura wa min amami nura. Oh Allah, put light behind me and in front of me. Waj'al min fawqi nura. Put light above me. Wa min tahti nura. Allahumma atini nura. Oh Allah, give me light. Whenever the Prophet was leaving the house to go to the masjid, he would read this dua. Let's review it. What's the beginning? Oh Allah, Allahumma ja'al fi qalbi nura. Number two, Oh Allah, put light on my tongue. Number three, my hearing. It's easy, we got it. We're going to leave here knowing the dua. Allahumma ja'al fi sam'i nura. What's next? Basari nura. All right, now what's next? Khalfi, behind me light. In front of me light. Above me light. Below me light. Oh Allah, just give me my nur. Give me my nur, ya Allah. I want my light. Allahu Akbar. What time is Salah? 8:15. Allahu Akbar. Yawma tara al-mu'minina wal-mu'minati yas'a nuruhum bayna aydihim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will stop here, inshallah. We'll finish this verse because the next verse is heavy. But hold on. Their light will be shining in front of them. This is the darkest moment of Qiyamah. They need this light to get to Jannah. But the only light you have is the light you brought from dunya. That's it. Yas'a bayna aydihim. Their light will be going in front of them and on their right side. The scholars say, why right side? Because that's where they got their book from. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِ. They got the book from the right hand, so their light is there. But they can see everything. And because they can see everything, they're flying over the Sirat. They're moving fast because I can see everything. To me, this is beautiful because this life without Islam is dark. Islam gave me light. It taught me how to eat properly, how to care for my children, how to care for my wife, how to pray. I didn't even get to ibadah. It taught me how to live. It taught me how to clean myself. And at a time where everyone is searching for light on YouTube, how I live my day, Huberman, he's good, but I'm saying he ain't got nothing on like Islam. Sunlight, like, whatever, you know what I mean? Y'all don't even know. Okay, cool. No, what I'm saying is people are searching for light. And the Quran says, we gave you light, yamshi bihi fin nas. We gave you a light by which you walk amongst people. Hold this Islam proud, man. Hold it proud and realize the light that you have. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. And that's why when the Prophet came to Medina, what was the name of Medina? Munawwara. Medina to Munawwara. And that's why when you come back from it, you get sick. That post-Medina sickness is real, bro. Because your heart, honestly, I realize it's your heart's broken, man. You were just in that light. You were giving salah to the Prophet, salam to the Prophet. You were there, and you get off that plane, land in JFK or DFW, like, man, I'm sick of this. Like Ibrahim, inni saqim. And that spiritual separation, I feel, creates a real sickness, man. And that's why people... Tabi'u bayn al-hajj wa al-umrah. I tell the shabab, alhamdulillah, some of the shabab went recently. You got to do reps of umrah, man. Umrah, it rejuvenates you. Everyone here who hasn't been for umrah, make an intention. I'm going for umrah in the next few months. Say inshallah. Do it. Subhanallah. That's why Medina became so bright. It's because the Prophet, he was there. And they say, the moment we buried him, immediately they said, listen, it got dark, visibly dark in Medina. They said, hatta ankarna qulubana. We buried him, and immediately we couldn't even recognize our own hearts anymore. That light was gone. I was like, who am I? What's going on? Hold on, we're not done. Light will be shining. These people, these believers on the day of judgment, the angels came, they said, there's your light, Abdullah. There's your light, Haytham. There's your light, Ayman. There you go. Take your light and run. Now they're running into Jannah because their light is bright. The angels look at us coming into Jannah. What do the angels say? Bushraakum al-yawm. Glad tidings. In another verse of the Quran, the angels are watching us come in and they're saying, Salamun alaykum tibatum. They're saying, Salamu alaykum. Y'all did good, man. Y'all did good. You know how appreciation, do you know how much we value appreciation? Our lives are based on so much of us, we want to be appreciated for what we did. And the Quran says that as you're walking into the gates of Jannah, the angels are all watching. They're like, yo, this, we watched the whole thing. No, for real. They were there from day one, said, are you going to create that thing? And Allah said, watch what this thing does. It'll be amazing what he does. This thing will show love. This thing will sacrifice. This thing will watch what this thing human does. And here we are walking into Jannah. And what are the angels saying?
Salamun alaykum tibatum.
Salamu alaykum. Y'all did good. Y'all did good, man. Wow. 40, 50, 60 years of mujahada, taking care of kids, a family, earning a living, praying on time, holding on to your deen, holding on to your religion in the face of all the difficulties. Angels say, Tibatum, you did good. You did good. You did amazing. You held on to this deen in that horrible place. Tibatum, you did amazing. Bushraakum al-yawm, glad tidings today. Jannatun tajri min tahtiha al-anhar. You get a garden with rivers flowing underneath. Till today, waterfront is the best property. That's why Dallas is horrible. I ain't got none. Somebody's like, what do you like about Dallas? I was like, Muslims. That's it. Don't no one roll like the Muslims in Dallas, mashallah. But if it came to property and a view, oh, yeah. Jannatun tajri min tahtiha al-anhar. Allah knows what the nafs loves. We love to see moving water. Moving water just refreshes you. Allah says, Jannatun tajri min tahtiha al-anhar. Lakefront, water flowing right in front of you. Khalidina fiha. And you know how this verse ends, y'all? وَذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. That's the real success in life. Bruh, I don't care how much money you make. You're going to reach a point where you're like, what do I do with this? You're going to feel empty at the end. Allah's telling you in this book right now, that success on the day of judgment when the angels say, yo, good job, bro. Allah says, ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. That's success. That's success. So don't let the losses of this dunya really trouble you. And don't let the successes of the dunya really hype you up. Because ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. That is true success. When do you need that verse, that phrase? Like, I would write that down. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. That's the true success. When do I need to see that? When I fail in life. I'm like, yo, that ain't the real failure. The real failure is on the day of judgment not to get my light. That's the real failure. That's the real failure. And then when life is successful, things going good, I'm like, I love this dunya. I need to see that verse to remind myself. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. The real success? Real success is over there, not this one. May Allah accept from us, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to open victories for our ummah. May Allah continue to open victories for the people of Syria and the people of Palestine. May Allah make us a means of contributing to their khair and their goodness in any way possible. May Allah give us a love for the Quran. May Allah give us a love for the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah make us of those that get their light on the day of judgment by which we walk into the gates of Jannah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفر واتوب إليك. All right, a little bit of logistics here. So obviously y'all know we're doing construction on the other side. I believe the women's prayer hall is that back room right there. Obviously this is temporary. Y'all know how our setup typically is. But the room, y'all gonna have to go back that way and pray. There's an exit out of this door too when it is time to leave. The brothers will pray here. This is the prayer hall, inshallah ta'ala. So once the sisters clear out to the prayer hall there, then we could slide over for salat. Jazakumullahu khair. Assalamu alaikum.